All right, let's dive in. Today we're talking wildlife strikes, specifically deer strikes involving commercial vehicles, CMVs. And we're framing this based on the sources, not as just, an unavoidable act of nature.
Exactly. It's really a measurable safety hazard with pretty high stakes.
High stakes for the drivers, definitely, but also for the companies, right?
Oh, absolutely. You have to grasp the potential fallout here. We're not talking minor fender benders. Hitting a large animal, like a deer, can cause severe truck damage.
Which means downtime, big downtime.
Significant downtime, yeah. Plus potential injuries, and maybe most critically for the business, a real hit to the company's safety record, their CSA score, and insurance costs.
So it's a business risk that needs managing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk prevention then. Preparation. What's step one?
Well, step one is knowing the timing. When are these encounters most likely?
Okay.
The data is clear. Low light hours.
Yeah.
Dawn and dusk, that's prime time for deer activity.
So drivers need extra vigilance then, speed reduction.
Absolutely, especially in those areas with deer crossing signs.
Yeah.
Vigilance up, speed down. But the really crucial insight, the thing that prevents the worst outcomes,
Yeah.
it's about the reaction.
The driver's reaction.
Yeah, it's about fighting that instinct.
Wait, you mean the instinct to swerve? Isn't avoiding the collision the goal? I mean, telling a professional driver not to swerve sounds wrong, dangerous even.
It sounds wrong, but that's exactly the point the sources emphasize. That gut reaction, swerving to avoid the animal, is statistically the single biggest risk factor in these incidents for a CMV.
Bigger than hitting the deer.
Far bigger, often. Swerving a heavy truck can instantly lead to losing control. You're looking at jackknifing rollovers, or even worse, crossing into oncoming traffic or hitting another vehicle.
Ah, okay. So the outcome of swerving is potentially much, much worse.
Unquestionably. The safest recommended maneuver is firm, controlled braking, keeping the vehicle straight within its lane. Maintain stability above all else.
Brake hard, stay straight. Got it. Stability is key. So, beyond that don't swerve rule, what other practical prevention tips came up? Things drivers can do every day.
Yeah, there's some straightforward drill type things. Use your high beams whenever it's safe and legal. Maximize that visibility distance.
But dimming for other traffic,
Of course.
obviously.
Standard procedure. Second, pay attention to those yellow deer signs. They aren't just decoration. And critically, if you see one
If it's
deer,
them, they're more nearby.
exactly. They often move in groups. Don't relax after one crosses. And finally, the horn. A short, sharp blast can sometimes startle the deer enough to make it freeze or bolt clear.
Okay, practical tips. But sometimes impact is just unavoidable. What happens then from a regulatory standpoint? Is there a specific FMCSA rule for hitting a deer?
Not explicitly, no. There's no rule titled deer collision procedure, but negligent operation definitely falls under the general safety mandates in 49 CFR Part 392. So, like, speeding excessively in a known crossing zone could potentially lead back to that.
Right. But when does it have to be officially reported? What's the trigger?
That's defined very clearly in 49 CFR 390.5. A deer strike becomes a mandatory reportable incident if it results in any injury requiring medical attention away from the scene. Any fatality, obviously, or, and this is the key one for property damage.
Let me guess, if the truck needs towing.
Bingo. If the vehicle is disabled to the point it requires towing away from the scene, it must be reported. Doesn't matter if the damage looks minor initially. If it needs a tow truck, it's reportable.
That's a super clear line. Towed equals reported. Okay, so impact happens. Driver pulls over safely. What is the absolute first thing they must do? The top priority in that post-accident protocol?
Scene safety and personal safety. Always get the hazard lights on, put out the safety triangles immediately. Then, before anything else, check yourself and any passengers for injuries. If there's any doubt, call 911. That comes first.
Before calling dispatch, before checking the truck.
Absolutely. Human safety first.
Right.
Once that's addressed, then you assess the situation further. And the biggest mistake here,
What's that?
assuming the truck is okay to just drive off. A thorough damage assessment is non-negotiable. Look for hidden stuff, fluid leaks, steering issues, tire damage, things that might not be obvious right away, but could cause a bigger problem down the road.
And even if it seems like just an animal strike, law enforcement involvement is needed.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Contact the police or highway patrol. You need them for the official report that's crucial for insurance claims. Plus, they handle the legal requirements for removing the animal carcass.
Ah, right. Don't move the animal yourself.
No. While waiting for them, document everything. Photos. Lots of photos. The scene, the damage to the truck from multiple angles, the animal itself. Get it all documented.
Then call the company dispatcher.
Then notify the company, report what happened, and follow their specific procedures. If the truck is somehow drivable, proceed with extreme caution and monitor it closely.
Okay, so it's this combination then. Cautious driving focused on stability, not swerving, plus knowing this rigid step-by-step emergency protocol cold.
That's how you protect the driver, the equipment, and the company's compliance record. It's about controlling the controllable parts of an unpredictable event.
Which really brings us to the final thought for you listening, particularly if you're involved in safety management.
Yeah. The question is, does your current safety training, your driver handbook, does it explicitly lay out this exact post-accident protocol? Does it clearly state that towing is the mandatory reporting trigger? Or are you kind of leaving your drivers unprepared to handle this specific high-stress situation when it inevitably happens?